Mishnah continues the halacha of what things you're allowed to use with Shvi'as money. Again, you're only allowed to use the ochel or the hefsid. And if it's something you can't eat, you can't go ahead and buy something, use the money so Shvi'as or the payers of Shvi'as to barter, to change it for something else that you won't be able to eat. That's not that all the hefsid. So the Mishnah discusses the limitations. Can't go ahead and buy slaves, land, or behemoth tomatoes from Shvi'as money, because obviously, since it's not roi lachila, you can't eat it. As it's not roi the human consumption, it's not for food. Therefore, you can't use the money for. We had this already established before. You can't do this. Now, behemoth tomatoes, behemoth tomatoes, of course, you can, because you could check that you need it. So therefore, that's considered as far as, right now in the state, status it is right now, you can't eat it because it's a live animal. However, that would be something you couldn't take, and since you could do it, you have a little shvias. We have machlokes tanayim in that. Some say that even right now that it's live, it's not only made lechol, and therefore you can't do it. So that's a big machlokes in the sugya that we had, and we're going to continue seeing it again very soon. Meanwhile, only lechol is yochel connecton. You have to be able to go eat it. If you did buy them yochel connecton, he has to eat. Mara says the amount that you spent. In other words, you have to eat connect them. From full explains connect osin dom yikne mishlo devarim shen tzorka kila yochol dusha shvias. So if you shouldn't have done what you did, you can't use this money. You sold payers of shvias for $100 and you bought an eved or a karka, and it was us, you cannot do that because it's not v'echol. There was no heter to do it. So what do you do in such a case? If you taka did yochol connect them, you have to go ahead and buy that amount of non-shvias of the money that you spent, and eat it like you're eating shvias. You're local to shvias. Eat it with kedusha. All the restrictions of kedusha shvias can be matame. In certain places you're allowed to eat, certain places you're not allowed to eat it. All of that would have to go ahead and eat that. So even though what you're eating now is not originally shvias, because it's the money you made from shvias that you is already used for something that's not royal achila, but you have to set aside that amount of money from your own, and then set it aside, and then that, we look at it as if that's the shvias, and so shvias is not losing, and you have to eat it with all the restrictions and complications and halakos that eating shvias has with it, as far as tumah and tyra, etc. So Gemara says, so look at the yochel neck. What about, Gemara says furthermore, you can't go buy these korbanos, bird offerings that you use for a zav, a woman just gave birth, to describes in Pasha Mitzvah, the things that you have to buy for her, the type of turtle doves and pigeons, etc., to use for a carbon, that you can't do for money shvias. You can't do that for money shvias. If you did, you'll connect the same halach. If you did, you have to take that money, and equal to that money, you have to spend on buying something that you're roi lachila. Again, these things are mukrif to bring, but lamaisa, then there's no din, achila for that, and is considered. Moshe says these are things of chova in Boreh Mechulin. These are things that come from the mechuyev to bring. It's a mechuyev. You were tame, you made a neder, nazir, whatever you did. These things are a requirement that you mechuyev to bring. Apialoka. So you can't take money from shvias. You have to use your own money, your own private money for that, because it's a dove chov that you can't do, and that you're not able to do. And these things you would have to again do something connect done that the. Now again, these things like while enlisted on these things, what are little kabanos? So the Mefarshim explained that obviously things that will be burnt up, that's not even a question. Of course, you can't use that because you're just being destroyed. We said already established that shvius is lechol v'odavaracha. You can't be mopsed it. So if you're going to buy something that's going to be burnt up completely, it's pashit that would be considered answer because. Then you're destroying it, which you're not supposed to. If you want something like this, which gets to be eaten, which is not burnt up, not destroyed, that would be, maybe you should think you'd be allowed to, now because you can't do it, and the because some of it is burnt up, even, and therefore that would be considered mafsidon. So what you should do, you go and you buy your own money, and you'll connect and do connect, same idea. And then it continues. You're not going to go and smear utensils with shvias, with oils of shvias. If you did yochel connect, the same idea, you should go ahead and eat the foods as shvias. And Mar says, we're in the same place where you go ahead and the shemen that you did use. In other words, since you use the shemen, a shvias product, was incorrectly, it wasn't supposed to, so therefore we have to go ahead and make you take care of it. because it can't be part of the oil, the oil's not here anymore, but we're talking about something we used for that, for Dabar Chulin, so you have to go replace it and make sure that you give that amount, Yochel Kenegdon, that's enough given over for the amount of oil that you went in your spirit, would be, the halacha would be, to go to the kill. Again, it's more of a gzeira, it's not a direct payment, but it's a dechamim with mitzayim to do this, and therefore would kind of keep you over the edge, and the be able to be still part of this process of being nene from makolei shvius in a heter, in a way that's considered an oifen shel mutter, an oifen shel heter. Mishnah discusses a shita the other way. Lo shel kol shem shvius. You had a hide, a skin of a hide of an animal was made with shem shel shvius. There's only made dalek, has to be burnt, because you can't get it out. It's the carcass of the animal. And Mela, therefore, you have to burn it. If you burn it, you're going to take a big hefset. You have to replace it. So that's clearly a hefset, what we like, but that's a mechuyah to do. Chachamim say, Yochel Kenegdon. You don't have to. Just go eat the Kenegdon. What? How much you went and you took. That the Gabi Kalim, since he used the oil, which he shouldn't have done, because it's not real Achila, same idea, penalty applies. As we said in the first case of the Mishnah, take that money, other money, and Yochel Kenegdon, and that's the money you use for deal, for eating, and for things to do for the United Shvius, would be the things that you're allowed to do to replace the Shvius, the value of the Shvius that you went ahead and you used inappropriately. And the Mishnah continues. The Amar of Rabbi Akiva. What it says, Rabbi Akiva discussed this Shaila, said in front of Rabbi Akiva, Amar Bilal Yashagaz on Shem Shavi Yadalik. Lez is the one who said, if you have a hide that was made with Shvius oil, you have to burn. And I'm like, keep it sat there, Shtuki, be quiet. I will not tell you what Rebbe actually said. In other words, you're quoting him, misquoting him. He had a different ruler that he heard from them. Says the Marful, the Shtuko, Rebbe Kiva, Makiva, Meir Lezer, Rabbo, the Mekel Faber Sikar. He was Makabel from his Rebbe or Lezer. There was much more Mekel than even Sikar B'Shaman. And therefore, and he said to him, quoting him, Rebbe Lezer says, Yidalek, I don't want to say how much he was makel here. You're telling me that Rileza was says that it has to be burnt, and I'm telling you, I will not tell you what Rileza actually said. And obviously, he really disagreed. He was actually makel. He had a different psak. He says, like Abe, but he didn't want to. Why didn't he share? He didn't want to share it because Lamai said this is connected to Chachamim. He didn't want to come up, so he said, "Let's be quiet. Don't go ahead and say over what Rileza said and asking me to say over the shear right now. It would be a if I explain to Rileza it meant it would be a pachim panim to chachamim. It'd be a pachim panim whether it's more chamer, they're much more chamer. Not so clear the halacha whether it's more chamer or not. Therefore, he didn't want. So therefore, you do it after. So therefore, the halacha, as we see that the was saying is that the chayra." This is a situation. He didn't want to go ahead and tell him what Rileza said. Rileza already got into trouble times before. He was more makel here. So I remember makel. He was makel. He got in trouble. You know the famous story that he had connected him and that he held on to his opinion. And he wouldn't back off like the robe of the chachamim and the Sanhedrin, and therefore he was punished. So when I said that, he didn't want to go ahead and say again that Rileza is the one of the opinion that says that you are obligated to do this. You didn't want to tell him what Rabbi Lezer actually held. It was Mekel by Tvei, because he didn't want to have this thing again where he'll be held in ridicule because of disagreement with what the Chacham said. So Mela, he didn't want to tell. So at the Gemara, Amrul, similar Maisa, they said before him, Rabbi Lezer said, Oko pas kusi, oko pas kasi. Well, he eats the bread of a kusi, is like eating past eating mamish chaser, chaser treif. So I'm like, Shtu could be quiet, I'm going to come out. So I'm not going to tell you what he said. He obviously was makel here as well. And I'm not going to tell you, he heard from him personally that there was not makel here. And he was makel by bread of kusim. But again, he didn't want to go ahead and make it that it's us, but he was makel here. So I heard that he was it says, what does that mean, by the way, Oko basa chaser, la davke, no Oko basa chaser, look me not tyro. And makas manish rabbanim doesn't mean a fully that you eat makas eat pas akum, which is exerid rabbanim, that you eat like eight chazit trade for devices. That's not, of course, that's not what it means. Only the rabbanim, it's makas marriages. But the statement was that it's a davar chomer, and that's what they're telling you, that it's a davar chomer. So, but the lemaisa, he says no, don't. He was more mekel. He did not say that. He did not hold that it was aser. If you went and you did it, mele. Therefore, he did not want to say that it was aser. He didn't want to tell them the real reason. So to Gemara, halacha is mekach shelus kavikel. There's a case of mentioning the different shavias. The bathhouse was heated up with chopped straw or straw of shavias. So again, we see from the halacha is that they used this was you don't have to do this. You don't have to do this because it was used for you're only allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to go take it, use it for things of this nature. So the mela, the chori shouldn't even be allowed to take it and make the fire. So the Gemara says that the mutlaka is still paskin, even though that's still used, even though I told you that he went ahead and he did that, halakha is in mutlaka, but you're allowed to go ahead and still bathe in it. Yeah, because he wants to, you can bathe in it. Mara says, Bim Skashu, but if he's a respected person, Loi, he should not do it. He should not do that. But there's all Yikot, shouldn't wash. Again, because it's more Mamakmir. What's the reason why if you're a Mkashu? So the Maraful says, Shemayot, if you're Mkashu, people look at you for a lead. Here's an example. We had a man, so you have to be more careful. Even though Be'atzim Adin, I hold that's Mutter, but being that you're people look at you, all eyes are on your back. But maybe if they're going to try to do what you do, it's if it's better that, of course, he says, Mok Shemra, etc., Mesirul, all kinds of things, and therefore, better that Nimsish Shifta Separation. It's better that you lose Pei Rosh Shvi'as rather than doing something that would be, problematic. We don't want you to go ahead and do that and violate, it's even though Allah could be Etzim, you can do it, but you should be Machmir, not to violate the goof in this water, because that's something that is, we want you to be Machmir on. The Ursh, it's like Allah, same thing way before, there's certain Kumris that we added on to the Allah that we want you to do as well. Kumris, so that's why, he told me, I disagree with you, it was Mekel, I'm just not going to tell you, because of this Cheshbon, I would want you to go ahead, be Mafsid, be Perishvias, be a Dayim. Therefore, we're not going to tell you. We're going to say that if he's a chashav person, he shouldn't do it. If he'll get no, because he should do it, and he could go ahead, he could do that, and it would be lo yechah. It would not be considered if he lo yechah. It would not be considered as he should. He didn't bathe in it, and it would be considered that he shouldn't do it. But if he did that, then halachas you allow you to do it because it's mutter. However, but meko. But if you're a double adam chashav, then you shouldn't because people are going to learn from you, and that would become to a greater kilkel. And the Mara continues. I'm Rav Yossi. Yossi says, "Azur Majal, some of the Galatians are there. We said before, you can't go ahead and buy a woman with shviyas. You can't go ahead and give a woman kesef kedushin from a shviyas. The money from shviyas, okay? Why be a koni shemakon ashurka? What's in between the koni shaviyishka? The ones that carry the same halacha. So we know the halacha is since you can only use things for eating. We said you can't use it for a shivka, can't use it for a koni shivka or koni isha. It should be no difference. The whole thing is mutlak. It's only for akila." But for any type of purpose, other than anything else, halakas you can't do it. That you can't do. One says, "Yosef is a meshos likalish meveshvius lechem ma bekal yisho from bekonu shikla." That there's no nafkamina between the two. The Mafulda explains what's the difference between the two cases. Called zelkatchila enacham is no difference. But the ever we learned ma'aser kolos shoshvius. But the katchila is talking no difference. But the ever there was a difference. But the katchila there is no difference. Zakta Gemara. Says the Gemara that the time we looked at a brisa, shemesh shviyas in the chosim matanim b'karayim. Oil of shviyas, you can't go ahead and use it to strengthen an oven or a stove, which means use it to line the inside, smear oil on it that would be strengthen the walls of the oven. That you can't do. You can't go ahead and smear it on shoes or sandals. Shoes or sandals as well. These are things that you go ahead and you do that in order to be able to soften it. You can't go smear it on his foot and while his foot is in the shoe. You're benefiting from the movie able to slip in and out of the shoe. But so sandals and with his sandal. So goes rock with nose himself, you can do your foot and then put your foot into your shoe. So kind of put into your sandal. Cause Shem sound like I big fatlet. You're a person let it smear wool on himself and then put it on a boiled hide. He went koshish and doesn't be worried about in this. But you can't put oil on a marble thing to roll it. That you can't do. Shimon Lino says, just matter. What's this different over here? You can't do on a marble. because we're concerned that it's going to be absorbed into the table. So Mela, we don't want you to do that because it's going to be absorbed. Not doing it before the meal, you're doing it because that's your structure, that's what you do. You make sure everything's closed. Not doing it for this particular thing. But since we have to assume that's what it's for, therefore everything is included, including this kabatli of like no Hashem Tavlish, Shil, you can't put on a marble. All of these things are a matter. The same Machlokes, Rav Shimon Gamliel maintains the same idea that only a small amount of it goes liibud, the rest of it is used, it goes absorbed into the system. That's not a question of what he called. It's not acceptable. That's not we accept it. We said Halakhah that would be acceptable in such a case, and you'd be allowed to go ahead and to use this thing without any problem. It's not considered Yimishtamish B'Shvius. The Gemara says Halakhah would be. Regarding the halakha of an or of a hide that was made with shvius oil, Rakiva disagreed. So what did he tell him? What was the back and forth? The bones of that man smeared it should be burnt. You know what's he saying? He didn't say that the person the person who owns the hide, that should be burned. What he's saying is the person's bones should be burned. Must is that atzmosa shalosha is yisarv. The bones of that person should be. He says it's mutter. So he says really a cheshbon would be that you, even if it's a person who might should be punished, but it doesn't say that his atzmosa should be burned, but we say his body should be burned. So that's also why Atzoma should be burned. So you see that mut halacha is that you're allowed to go do that, even though that's what the onesh is. We allow you to go do that. What allow you to go to Beis Asir? You're allowed to do that. As well as Yosef Shmuel Shomer mutter halacha is mutter that we say you're not doing, which you already had before. There's no issue on that because, as we said before, that since it's roi lakil on some level, it's considered enough as you benefit from it, and therefore that's considered you've been enough from shvius, which would be acceptable, which would be okay. Continue from this Gemara tomorrow.